Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
So, Greg, you're basically getting up saying every day, God, what are we going to do versus what am I going to do?
Yeah, because again, I think, you know, there's a shift in your thinking and a shift in your behavior. And some would say you act differently and you think differently. And some say you think differently. And I think it's both. So the idea is like, okay, it's a very simple idea. It's just, I don't want to go through my day thinking like, I got to do all this. I'm a very to-do list guy. I have a to-do list, right? So here's my list, and I'm hoping God comes along and helps me along the way. But, hey, I hope he can keep up because I'm going really fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I get a lot done. And it's like, no. I'm just going to miss my life doing that. And so even the practice then I talk about in this, and again, all the shifts in the practice come out of the research, the insights of how these people are behaving. I'm trying to put it in words that sort of most of us would understand. And the thing here is the practice is that you, when you don't feel like he's there, right, when you feel like I could say we, but I don't feel his presence, then it really is, you know, be still and know that I am God, the verse that says that. And so the practice is to be still and know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you slow down your life and sort of pay attention to that and invite God to, you know, sort of speak and invite God to make himself known in that moment, if you will,
mm-hmm.
He does. I mean, but if we're going that fast, we can't. So the idea is you do have to live life a little bit at a different pace because – I mean, Jesus might have been in a big hurry all the time. I don't get that sense, you
mm-hmm.
know, from reading the Gospels. You know, that certainly the way they got around was walking and everything, and
right.
slow pace and the terrain and sandals and all that other kind
yeah.
of stuff. I don't think they were running, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is something, I think, that when you see these folks, they are slowing themselves down. They spend more time reflecting on Scripture. They spend more time in solitude. They spend more time just being a little slower. And I was saying for the whole day, but they center themselves again, and they've slowed themselves down, slowed themselves down to hear, you know, the quiet, still voice and to be aware of God's presence. Like, okay, you really are here. I can do this day with you. And then as we practice that, then it becomes a little bit more, it becomes easier, honestly, because we, first and foremost, believe he's with us.
Mm-hmm.
See, because that's the hurdle we have to cut. Like, does he really want to go through my whole day? We either go to one extreme. One, does he really want to do that? The second is, I'm not sure I want to do a day with him. You know, somebody, right?
Somebody I love
like,
the honesty.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, but again, you know, and I could appreciate that. And there was times in my life I felt that way.
Uh-huh.
And I would be patient with that point of view because I do believe if you pursue God, if you seek him, if you knock, if you seek, you will find him. And you will get to the place where you realize, I actually would like him to be around all day long.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.